Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
Do the umpires have it out for Manny Machado?
I don't know. I'll go read the statement that they put out a couple years ago after he lightly dropped his bat.
If they don't, and I'm sure they would deny it to their last breath. No, we treat every single player the same. One call does not impact the next. One game does not impact the next. Certainly feels like Manny Machado gets a lot of calls that go against him.
Oh, yeah.
Just consistently. As a Padres fan, having watched him now into his third season, got a lot of pitches that are outside the zone. Yesterday, first two pitches were both well outside and both called strikes. And it's just kind of like, oh, that's the way it's going
to
be, huh?
It's that same umpiring crew from Texas, too. Went with them to Pittsburgh. So, yeah, you look at that and you're like, all right, man, he got run in that game. He got mean mugged by the home plate umpire, Brennan. Kind of name is Brennan, anyway. No offense. You know, he got mean mugged by that guy when he hit a home run. So, yeah, it's the same guys, but look, you know, that's not the reason they lost last night. But, yeah, it's definitely something to look for. I mean, at any time, like Paulie just said at the break, anytime the MLB UA puts out a statement, you know, naming a player, it's, I mean, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
That was completely, like, uncalled for. We had never really seen that before.
No.
They don't usually call you out by name.
Correct.
And it was like, it was an attack on Manny.
It really was.
That. They're like, you know, I remember we were, like, emailing Tony Clark, like, you gotta do something
about
this.
Yeah, this is gnarly. I'm with you. So, yeah, I mean, just the proof's kind of in the pudding right now.
Is there something that Jace Tingler or the Padres can or should be doing about this? Should they be raising a bigger kind of stink about that? Put it in the spotlight.
It's hard, though, because
when bad calls go against Manny Machado, should we make it a bigger deal to embarrass those umpires and make them like, okay, we need to be extra vigilant that we're not making bad calls against Manny, because this is starting to get a little out of hand, and it's getting kind of obvious that whether it's consciously or even subconsciously, umpires just don't like to give calls to Manny Machado.
How often do crews travel with, like, you know, with the same team from series to series? Because that almost feels like a conflict of interest. He got rung on Saturday. He got screwed on a couple of calls on Sunday, and you just know they were waiting for him to chirp back at them the next day.
Yep. It actually was, I believe, forbidden before COVID that you weren't supposed to ever have the same umpiring crew for the same team series to series. With COVID, they had to make some changes for travel restrictions and stuff.
So they just have them all together?
Sometimes, you know, last year, Padres had the same umpires many, many times.
Yeah.
It's a little more regionalized this year, but you sometimes have teams that are on the same travel that just go, and you end up with the same umpiring crew. So you do see that from time to time. And, you know, I don't know that it's – at the very least, it seems like it's subconscious. If it's not a conscious bias against Manny Machado, it's just one of those things that have developed that umpires, and I'm sure it's not every single umpire, but at least enough that it tends to make a difference that he does not get the calls and he does not get the slack. He got thrown out, of course, in that last series. That seems to happen a lot for a lot less than other guys get thrown out for.
Oh, DJ LeMahieu got in an umpire's face last night and was literally jumping up and down. By the way, the pitch was a strike, straight up. Jumping up and down, flipping out. Clint Frazier, I saw a highlight of that too, walking away, screaming at the umpire. Nothing, nothing. Both stayed in the game. They didn't look. It is what it is. It's what happens.
We need a contestant right now. If you'd like to play Take on Woods, chance to qualify for a getaway to Vegas. $250 in food and beverage, private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook. 833-288-0973. It is coming up in just mere minutes. 833-288-0973. Yeah, I mean, they didn't decide the game yesterday,
nope.
The bad calls. I'm not going to say, oh, the Padres would have won. But it certainly, I mean, it seemed pretty obvious.
I found that MLB UA post that they had about Manny Machado a
couple
years ago. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hear it again? So this was on their Facebook page, MLB UA. They said, Manny Machado was suspended one game for contact to an umpire during an argument over balls and strikes while violently throwing his bat against the backstop with absolutely no regard to anyone's safety. One game, one single game. What kind of precedent is that setting? It is not okay to throw a temper tantrum and physically touch someone of authority just because you don't agree. Violence in all workplaces is not tolerated, period.
Such garbage.
Offenders are made examples of by being dealt with severely, not just for the good of all employees, but for the good of the company itself. A person is given and granted a level of protection from abusive behavior in any...
Abusive behavior.
A one-game suspension for this type of behavior is a slap in the face of all umpires and a disgrace to the game itself. Physical contact simply cannot be tolerated, and the penalties need to be swift and harsh. What does this teach the MLB's immense and ongoing influential youth movement trying to attract young fans to the game? Major League Baseball has to always lead by example in all cases of violent behavior on and off the field. With
violent
that being
behavior.
Said, the MLB UA is extraordinarily disappointed in Major League Baseball in its disciplinary, quote, inaction handed down to Manny Machado.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'd say they got it out.
I'm ready.
That statement was an incredible error in judgment by the MLB Umpires Association. Because, for this very reason, now, you know, when they make calls that go against Manny, it really looks like they're biased against him. Now, even if they're not, and, you know, there's a lot of bad calls, so Manny's going to get some as well, just like every player gets bad calls. You know, umpires are bad, so it's not just singling out Manny Machado. He's not the only one. But after you make a statement like that, it certainly looks like your crews are not giving him the benefit of the doubt, that close calls go against him, and it makes it it just makes it seem like they've got it in for him. It really does.
I know. Agreed.
All right, shall we play our game, Woods?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get to it.
Woods. Woods.
All right, let's see. We got a couple callers here. Let's see. Is this Michael?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to take on Woods today and see if you can qualify to get our getaway to Las Vegas?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
All right, let's try it. All right, Woodsy has left the studio. He has gone to his isolation soundproof booth. You will get 5 questions in 60 seconds, Michael. If you can get as many right as Woodsy, you will qualify. If you can beat him, you will be a legend on this program. If you'd like to pass at any time, if there's time on the back end, we can always go back and try to answer those. But Paul's going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Your time is going to start, Michael, when I finish asking the first question. We're going by the numbers today on Take on Woods with 5 numerical musical questions, starting with 1 is the loneliest number. Was a 1969 hit for which band, which also has a number in its name?
Four Seasons.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock are best known for which 1988 rap crossover hit?
You got me.
This threesome that also went by the initials ELP had a hit in 1970's The Three Fates.
Electric Light.
Which female-driven alt-rock band from San Francisco made only one album, but it contained their 1992 hit single, What's Up? And then singer-songwriter John Ondrasik is a big L.A. Kings fan. That's why he chose which hockey penalty phrase as his stage name?
God.
Which female-driven alt-rock band from San Francisco made only one album? It contained their 1992 hit single, What's Up? All right. Sorry, Michael. That's an 0 for today. Let me give you the answers here so we can get them before Woods plays. But one is The Loneliest Number. It was a 1969 hit for Three Dog Night. Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, best known for It Takes Two. The Threesome, ELP, is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. The female-driven alt-rock band from San Francisco are Four Non-Blondes. And the singer-songwriter John Ondrasik is Five for King is his stage name. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's bring Woods back in. See if he can get one right. Welcome back, Woods. It is time for you to play and put your winning streak on the line, as usual. As I said, theme game. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock, same as Michael. Your time will start when I finish asking the first question. We're going by the numbers today on Take on Woods with five numerical musical questions, starting with one. Is The Loneliest Number was a 1969 hit for which band, which also has a number in its name?
Three Dog Night.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock are best known for which 1988 rap crossover hit?
It Takes Two.
This threesome that also went by the initials ELP had a hit in 1970's The Three Fates.
Pass.
Which female-driven alt-rock band from San Francisco made only one album, but it contained their 1992 hit single, What's Up?
L7. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Four Non-Blondes.
Singer-songwriter John Ondrasik is a big L.A. Kings fan. Maybe that's why he chose which hockey penalty phrase as his stage name?
Five for Fighting.
This threesome that also went by the initials ELP had a hit in 1970's The Three Fates.
ELP. Ah! ELP. I have no idea. Pass.
Now you got four out of the five.
A threesome would be fun.
Threesomes.
That threesome is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Smart knock, Woods. Jesus.
Unfortunately, Michael did not get any right today, which means you get a 4-0 victory. Oof. In takes two. One is The Loneliest Number. It Takes Two. ELP, The Threesome, The Three Fates, Four Non-Blondes, and Five for Fighting.
Thanks for letting me switch, because L7, that's where I thought you were going, and then you said What's Up, and I knew it was Four Non-Blondes. L7 is a female band as well. Also has a number in it, so you had me really domed out there. So thanks for letting me switch. I did not finish the question, but I would have won anyway with just one.
Yes, you would have. Yeah. So good job, and maybe tomorrow is the day that we finally get a winner on.
Probably
this
not,
game.
But maybe.
Yeah, well, we tried. Yeah. We tried. We failed. The game is over for the Tier 1s for today. We get another opportunity. That's the thing. Every day is a new opportunity to take down Woods.
Exactly right.
We got Don't Do This coming up in just a couple of minutes, Woods.
Pretty interesting statement released yesterday by Yasiel Puig. I don't know if you saw this.
We will get to that coming up. First, if you want to listen to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. call the Padres game while you're on the go, you can stream Padres baseball using the Odyssey app on 97.3 The Fan. Right now, let's get a check of traffic.